你听过最怪的创业开头是什么？钱。
What's the strangest way you've ever heard of someone starting a business?
你已经到手了，
I have it.
银行却说存不了。
The bank said that I couldn't deposit it.
1998年。
1998.
两个斯坦福博士生拿到2张$10万的支票，支票。
Two Stanford PhD students received two $10,000 checks.
抬头写着 Google 银行。
The headline reads Google Bank.
一查愣住了。
I was shocked.
这家公司根本没注册。
This company is not registered.
没有公司。
No company.
没有账户。
No account.
这钱就只能干着急。
This money is just sitting there doing nothing.
更有意思的是
，More interestingly,
这两个年轻人一开始根本不想创业。
These two young people initially had no intention of starting a business.
他们只想把手里的搜索技术卖掉。
What we want is to sell our existing search technology.
回学校继续读博士
，return to school to pursue a doctorate。
结果找了一圈没人要一个
，I looked around and no one wanted any。
后来改变世界的公司
，later the company that changed the world。
最早不是被梦想推出来的
，the earliest ones were not driven by dreams。
是被一张存不进去的支票。
It was a check that couldn't fit.
硬生生逼出来的故事。
A story that was born and grown through hard work.
要从1995年讲起。
Starting from 1995.
拉里·佩奇去斯坦福参观学校。
Larry Page visited Stanford University.
安排了一个博士生带他转转。
I arranged for a PhD student to take him around.
这个人叫谢尔盖·布里，两个人。
This person is named Sergey, and there are two more people.
第一次见面就不太对付。
The first time we met, I didn't feel right about them.
一路走。
Keep going.
一路争，几乎什么都能吵起来。
We can argue about almost anything.
可偏偏这两个爱抬杠的人盯上了同一个麻烦。
It seems that these two boastful people have targeted the same trouble.
互联网网页越来越多。
More and more websites are emerging on the internet.
搜索却越来越烂。
Searching is getting worse.
那时候你上网找东西，很像在一堆旧报纸里翻针。很多搜索引擎只看关键词。
Back then, searching online was like rummaging through a huge pile of old newspapers. Search engines only looked at keywords.
谁把一个关键词堆得多
？Who has the most keywords？
谁就排在前面，有用的文章。
Who is the most useful article？
找不到，乱七八糟的网页倒先跳出来。
I found a bunch of random websites, but I accidentally clicked on a link to a website.
你想了个办法。
I came up with a plan.
判断一个人靠不靠谱。
They went to a shady place.
不是看他自己怎么吹。
Not just looking at what he says.
而是看谁愿意推荐他。
Instead, look at who is willing to recommend him.
网页也一样。
Websites are also the same.
一个网页重不重要
？A web page is important.
要看有多少网页链接。
How many web links to check?
他更要看推荐他的网页本身靠不靠谱。
He would rather see whether the website recommended by him is reliable.
这个想法后来就成了谷歌搜索的底子。
This idea later became the foundation of Google search.
两个人越做越大。
Two people are getting bigger and bigger.
机器不够就凑旧电脑， 硬盘不够。
If the machine is not enough, you sold computer hard drives.
就到处借，网页抓得太多。
Too many web pages were scraped.
连斯坦福的校园网都被拖慢了。
Even Stanford's campus network is slow.
老师、学生都在抱怨网怎么又卡了。
Finally, the students were complaining that the internet was down again.
最后一查是两个博士生的小项目。
The last two were two graduate student projects.
在后面跑。
Running behind.
可他们还是不想开公司。
But they still don't want to start a company.
他们跑去找当时的搜索公司。
They went to find the original search company.
想把技术卖掉。
I want to sell my technology.
报价$100,000。
Offer $1,000,000.
对方没要，理由。
Teacher's assessment.
听着很怪。
It sounds strange.
你们的搜索太快了。
Her search is too fast.
为什么快还是毛病呢？
Why is it wrong to be fast?
因为那个时候很多网站赚钱。
Because at that time, many websites were making money.
靠的是让人多停。
Rely on making people stop.
一会儿，多看几眼广告。
Look at the ads a few more times.
谷歌太干净。
Google is too clean.
太直接，用户搜完答案就走，在用户眼里。
From the user's perspective, users who directly provide answers without any interaction are considered impolite.
这是好东西。
This is a good thing.
但在生意人眼里。
In the eyes of businessmen,
这是坏买卖。
This is a bad deal.
他们又去找雅虎。
They went to Yahoo again.
雅虎当时很风光。
Yahoo was very prosperous at the time.
像互联网的大商场。
Like a large online mall.
新闻、邮箱。
Used to send email.
聊天室。
Chat room.
什么都有。
Everything is fine.
雅虎也没看上。
Yahoo didn't like it either.
他觉得搜索只是个小工具。
He thought that searching was just a small tool.
门户才是未来，卖不掉。
The portal is the future, and it cannot be sold.
回不去。
Can't go back.
项目又越来越大。
The projects are getting bigger and bigger.
这时候一个人出现了。1998年的8月份。
At this time, a person appeared who was from my 1998.
在一个清晨，拉里和谢尔盖在斯坦福教授家的门廊上见到了安迪。
Larry and Hill met Andy on the porch of Professor Stan's house in the morning.
他是散公司的联合创始人。
He is a co-founder of the previous company.
在硅谷很有分量。
It has a significant presence in Silicon Valley.
两个人刚演示没多久。
Two people had just finished demonstrating.
安迪就说，我没时间听细节了。
Andy said that I didn't have time to listen to the details.
我投，他当场写了一张$100,000的支票。
I wrote a check for $10,000 to him on the spot.
旁边的大卫教授看见了。
The professor David saw it.
也跟着投了$100,000。
Also invested $10,000.
$200,000。
$20,000.
就这样。
That's it.
在一个门廊上诞生了。
Born in a porch.
问题也来了。
Problems also came up.
支票抬头是谷歌。
The pay is Google.
可谷歌还不存在。
When Google doesn't exist yet.
于是他们只好先去注册公司。
So they had to register the company first.
1998年的9月。
September 1998.
谷歌正式成立。
Google was officially established.
办公室
office
是一间车库
the garage.
房东叫苏珊
Susan is the landlord.
沃西机
waxing machine.
很多年后
many years later.
正是他推动谷歌买下 YouTube.
It was him who pushed Google to buy YouTube.
后来还成了 YouTube 的 CEO.
Later, he became the CEO of YouTube.
你看，谷歌的开头并不是一张完美的蓝图。
I think Google's initial plan wasn't perfect.
它更像一串意外。
It was more like a series of accidents.
两个互相不服的人做出一个没人愿意买的技术。
Two people who are not in agreement create a technology that no one wants to buy.
这还没出生的公司收。
A company that hasn't yet been born.
到一张没法兑现的支票。
Received a check that cannot be cashed.
间普通车库，后来。
A normal garage.
还连上了全世界的视频生意。但。
Later, they also entered the global video business.
公司成立以后，这。
However, after the company was established,
真正难的问题才来，搜索靠。
Only the most difficult problems come to be searched.
什么挣钱？对。
How to make money?
No.
Okay.
那时的谷歌来说，广。
For Google at that time.
广告是救命钱，也。
Advertising is life-saving money.
也是毒药。
It is also poison.
互联网泡沫一破，很。
Once the internet bubble bursts,
很多公司倒下。
Many companies have gone bankrupt.
大家都缺现金。
Everyone is short on cash.
广告商有钱。
Advertisers have money.
只要你愿意把广告塞进搜索。
As long as you are willing to put ads into the search.
结果钱马上来。
The money will arrive soon.
可这就像医生收了药厂的钱。
But it's like the doctor is taking money from the pharmaceutical company.
再告诉病人。
Tell the patient again.
该吃哪种药。
Which medicine to take.
用户还会信你吗？
Will you still be trusted by users?
当然，谷歌最后还是卖广告。
Of course, Google.Will eventually sell ads.
但他给自己画了一条线。
But he drew a line for himself.
广告
advertisement
可以有，必须标清楚。
Must be clearly marked.
不能假装成搜索答案。
Don't pretend to be a search engine.
别人把网页做得像广告牌。
Someone made a web page that looks like an advertisement.
谷歌偏偏留着一个白底搜索框。
Google leaves a white search box behind.
广告也是文字，不乱。
The advertisement is also well written with no jumbled words.
闪不乱跳。
Shui bu lan jump.
更关键的是。
More importantly.
广告不是谁出钱多。
Advertising is not about who spends more money.
谁就稳赢
Who is the winner?
用户不点钱
Users don't pay
再多也排不上去
No matter how much, it's still not enough
说白了
In short
谷歌拿广告主的钱
Google takes the money from advertisers
但把最后一票留给了用户
But leave the last vote to the user
这一步救了谷歌。
This step saved Google.
他开始赚钱。
He started to make money.
后来上市，还把不作恶写进了自己的承诺里。
Later, even after going public, they included the promise not to do harm in their own commitments.
可公司一大，问题也变了。
The company's biggest problem has also changed.
小公司说不作恶。
Small companies say they don't do evil.
别人觉得你有理想。
Others think you have ideals.
大公司说不作恶。
Small companies say they don't do evil.
别人就会问。
Others will ask.
那谁来管你？
Who cares about you?
2006年。
2006.
谷歌又做了一件冒险事。
Google has done another daring thing.
他花16.5亿美元买下 YouTube。
He bought YouTube for $16.5 billion.
这家公司当时才成立一年多，很火也很危险。
This company was very popular and dangerous, but it was only a year old.
火到什么程度呢？
What's the temperature?
年轻人天天往上面传视频，电影片段，音乐 MV, 电视节目，什么都有，看的人越多。
The more young people watch videos, movie clips, music, MV, TV shows, and everything else, the more
服务器越烧钱
The more money spent on servers
传得越多
The more it is spread
好莱坞的律师函就越近
Hollywood's legal letters are getting closer
YouTube 的创始人心里也清楚
The founder of YouTube is also aware of this.
网站再这么火下去
If this website continues to be so popular,
不是先发财
not to be rich first,
可能是先被告垮
It could be that the first one was overthrown.
所以这笔交易最像一场火边谈判
So this deal is most like a whip negotiation.
据说关键谈判不是在豪华会议室里。
It is said that the key negotiations are not in luxurious conference rooms.
而是在硅谷的一家24小时快餐连锁店的餐桌上。
And on a table at a 24-hour fast food chain in Silicon Valley.
一边是16.5亿美元的报价。
One is a bid of $16.5 billion.
一边是随时可能爆炸的版权风险，买它，谷歌可能被官司拖下水，不买。
On the one hand, there is the risk of copyright infringement, which could lead to Google being sued. On the other hand, there is the risk of the product exploding, which could also lead to Google being sued.
它可能落到雅虎、微软或新闻集团手里。
May fall into the hands of Yahoo, Microsoft, or News Corporation.
那谷歌就等于眼睁睁看着下一个互联网入口。
Google is essentially letting the next internet gateway pass by.
被别人拿走。
Taken away.
谷歌买的不是一个视频网站。
Google didn't buy a video website.
他买的是下一个入口。
He bought the next entrance.
因为以前人们找答案。
Because people used to find answers.
看文字。
Look at the text.
后来学做饭。
Later, I learned to cook.
修水龙头看新闻都开始看视频。
I've started watching news videos on the faucet.
如果视频入口不在谷歌手里。
If the video link is not in the Google search,
谷歌就可能被别人卡住。
Google might be blocked.
最后
Finally,
他赌赢了 YouTube.
He won on YouTube.
成了全球最大的视频平台之一。
Became one of the largest video platforms in the world.
但赢也有代价。
But there is a price to winning.
从那以后
From then on,
谷歌不只是帮人找答案。
Google is not just about finding answers.
他开始决定什么视频能被看见。
He began to decide which videos could be seen.
谁能拿到流量。
Who can get the traffic.
谁能靠广告吃饭。
Who can make a living from advertising.
所以到这里。
So here we are.
谷歌已经不只是搜索公司了。
Google is no longer just a search company.
他守住了搜索。
He guarded the search.
又抱住了视频。
But again.
可下一步。
Next step.
他要伸手进每个人的口袋。
He was going to reach into everyone's pockets.
这一伸手，乔布斯就翻脸了。
Steve Jobs turned around.
下集我们讲谷歌怎么靠安卓系统赢得手机入口。
In the next episode, we will talk about how Google won the mobile market with the Android system.
又为什么在 AI 面前第一次慌？
Why did I panic in front of AI for the first time?
我们下次见。
See you next time.